Prime Minister Mia Motley has been speaking on the highly controversial issue of public transportation in Barbados. Among other things, she has used her May Day speech to announce a new chairman for the Transport Board and to signal that she expects to see an improvement in the public transport system in the next year or so.
Yesterday, the chairman resigned and I accepted it through my minister. I have asked Ian Goodenedgel, who is a former chairman of the Transport Board and who is more than capable of meeting the obligations and the task of chairman, to do and to accept that position, and he has agreed. And I expect, therefore, that he will work with the board with immediate haste to help correct this unfortunate situation. But I want to remind us that we didn't get there so, and that any government that presided over, according to them, in 2008, September, they had over 250 buses. And we inherited just over 50 buses working. But at the same time, we saw the number of privately owned permits in this country move from 500 to 750. And in the meantime, you at the Workers' Union would know that your debt at UCAL went from next kin to nothing to over $20 million at the same time that there were less buses and more buses to be repaired and more debt knocking about the place. We are more than capable of solving these problems. And I have asked the board and the new chairman, along with the chairman and board of the Transport Authority, to work route by route by route by route with the public and private resources, because our obligation is to make sure that buses run to time, buses run to route, and that we help those who need the most help as they go forward in paying the bus fares. We heard you and we provided the discounts that would give you the opportunity on a volume basis to go back from $3.50 to $3. We heard you, and we also recognize that we need to make sure that children going on the ZRs and the other privately owned minibuses could pay $2.50, because the government does not pay to them unless they are going to come into the transport augmented program. But we've gone further. And in addition to the 40 or so buses that have now and privately owned transport vehicles or so that are now coming into the program, we are going to go route by route by route to see how best to mobilize and to utilize those buses to provide that affordable, reliable transport that Barbadian workers and people deserve and will get under my government. And we will also recognize that we don't have the luxury of being able to increase our debt as a government to buy buses. We will also work with the privately owned people who come into the transport augmented program, the TAP program, by giving you duty-free access to buses, even though you will have to pay the VAT with respect to them. So you will not pay the import duties so long as you work with the transport board in order to be able to deliver that transport system. And what does that private person get, therefore? They get the benefit of a duty-free bus, because not only has the government not renewed its fleet, but the majority of those privately owned ones who are coming into our program would not have renewed their fleet. They get the benefit of the transport board paying for the fares of pensioners, paying for the fares of school children, and paying for the fares of policemen in uniform. And they, by extension, will pay a small percentage to the transport board to run as a transport board designated bus as we go forward. We believe that this is workable. And while it will take time to roll out across the entire country, because even in the purchase of new buses, there is no part of the world you can go and sit down and buy 20 or 30 buses because they are made to order in today's world. People don't keep stock. And it is against that background, therefore, my government will work to do better to make sure that you, the workers, are in a better situation when we meet next year this time with respect to the delivery of reliable, affordable public transport in Barbados.
Prime Minister Mia Motley, and this has been Sajikor's Early Business.